Here it is, the beginning of Lent. And perhaps we're thinking about what we want to do for God, what we might, maybe we want to give up or try to become better. But perhaps maybe we can change our focus and think of what God wants to do for us. That is, allowing God's grace to work in our lives. And this is why we find Jesus in the desert. Jesus deliberately retired to this lonely place in the desert for 40 days to wrestle with the problem of how he would proclaim the good news of his Father. Jesus was tempted to use his power, his authority as the Son of God in his own self-interest for his own purpose, rather than do the work his Father gave him to do. So he wrestled with allowing God's grace to work in his life, to strengthen him in overcoming temptation to do his own will instead of God's. And then that got me thinking. I was thinking, you know, we too have a mission. Our mission is to transform the world in which we walk, in which we work, to shape this earthly city into a city of justice, a city of peace, a city of love. But often we are tempted to use our powers, our gifts, our possessions, not to better and proclaim God's kingdom, and not to better the world, but rather use them to proclaim our own kingdom and use our powers, our gifts, our possessions just for our own selves, for our own success, for me, myself, and I. The call of temptation is not meant to make us sin, but enable us to conquer sin. And the call of temptation is not meant to make us bad, but to make us good. And that call of temptation is not meant to weaken us, but to make us emerge stronger, better, purer from the ordeal. And so allowing God's grace to strengthen us in overcoming temptations. But as humans, we are weak. We do succumb to temptations. We do not always emerge stronger, finer, better, because we do sin. Like the Israelites in the book of Deuteronomy, before they were to enter the promised land, standing at the threshold of a new life, they were exhorted to remember how God had delivered them from Egypt and how they entered into a covenant with them and how God protected them through their wanderings in the desert. And now they're being called to remember God has given his people his word and they are called to renew themselves. God will always be with them. And Paul, in his letter, is telling us, if we confess with your lips that Jesus is the Lord and believe in our heart, we will be saved. No one who believes in him will be put to shame. With this confession comes the call to a deeper faith in Jesus, a faith that sanctifies and directs the affections of our hearts toward Jesus. We all need Christ, and we all need each other. For our hearts must be converted to trust, to share, and to use the gifts and talents God has blessed each and every one of us with constructively. Maybe during this Lenten season, we could ponder the question, do I use my gifts? Do I use my power, my talents, my possessions to shape my area of God's world in the image of Christ, or to make it in my own image? We stand before God as a people, as a Christian community, and we, like Jesus, are in the midst of a struggle, especially during this time of Lent. We're called to make a decision and to recognize how God is at work in our lives. So is the Lord really the center of our life? And if so, how do we proclaim this fact in our lives? Remember, Jesus struggled with this decision for 40 days. Now we need to take the time to make, to confirm, to strengthen our decision so we can emerge stronger, finer, and better. So this Lent, let the Holy Spirit move us towards a deeper faith, a faith that strengthens our love for Jesus and our love for one another. And let our words in prayer become words in action. And let us truly be Christ for one another.